This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. And if you've been tuning in, you know Small Biz Florida is on the road again. We are in Orlando at the beautiful Renaissance. It is all about rural Florida. We are at the 6th annual Florida Rural Economic Development Association Summit. And the room is full of folks all dedicated to talking about, supporting, being innovative in regards to economic development in rural counties in the state of Florida. 67 total counties in the state of Florida, about 30 or so are still considered rural. So again, a lot of opportunity in the state of Florida. But again, it always takes technology and some data to make economic development work. And we've got one of those folks with us now who provides some of that data and technology. We've got Ron Bertese, who is the co-founder and CEO of GIS WebTech. Ron, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. I think, again, we've been to this conference a couple times. You've always been a great supporter of this conference. We appreciate what you do in terms of supporting all the economic development of organizations across the state of Florida. Let's start as we always do, Ron, just a little bit of your background pathway to founding and taking the role of CEO of GIS WebTech.
Well, I had originally started my career as a scientist, believe it or not, a geologist, a long time ago, what I like to call the Stone Age, but spent a lot of years in the energy industry. In the energy industry, I ended up working in GIS. So I'm not a technical person, I'm not a GIS expert, but I ran a business that had a GIS component to it. And a couple of us got excited about this opportunity and started GIS WebTech in 2016. We then launched our first app, our first technology application in 2017, and that's when the business really began to grow.
Nice. And so what is GIS WebTech? Purpose, mission?
We provide technology in the form of GIS-based software for economic development organizations. So our technology sits on a client's website, and it's designed primarily for businesses and site selectors who come to that website looking for information. It does have a lot of useful features for clients, the EDOs themselves, to use, but the primary target, the primary audience, is still businesses and site selectors who come to that EDO's website looking for information that helps them make a location decision.
Nice. So, again, really kind of perfectly suited for the audience today. We've got these 30-some-odd counties still considered rural, really trying to decide where we want to be in terms of economic development, what types of industries we want to be. I mean, so your platform really provides them a pretty powerful tool when entities are looking to potentially locate. Would that be a fair assessment?
That's exactly right. And we serve many of those 30 counties, actually. We serve 30 or 35 organizations across Florida, ranging from Select Florida, the state itself, all the way to small cities and counties and EDCs around the state. So yeah, the technology provides demographic data, workforce data, infrastructure information, analytical tools, reports, all the things, including property listings, that businesses need when they're considering locating in a community. So typically a business will have done its national or regional search before it starts looking at a local community's website. When it does, our technology allows them to get the additional data, the local data, that helps that community stand out and helps that business decide that that community could be the right location for them.
Wow. That's pretty important when you're trying to stand out amongst what is a very popular state.
Yeah, and it's, you know, economic development is a competitive industry. And, you know, it's very rare for an EDO to have an inquiry that is sole sourced. Businesses always consider multiple locations.
Right. Yeah, good point. What is the actual, you talked about some of the data that's provided. The data the way I'm understanding this is the data is available immediately to me, an individual looking to locate the business. I could just go to the website, and if that EDO engages you, the data's there for me. Correct.
Correct. It's there. It's in a simple and easy to use format. It's all free, literally free for anyone in the world to come to our clients' websites and access the technology. And the technology is specifically designed for people who have never seen it before. So it assumes you have never seen it before. It's simple and intuitive to use, wow. Provides the data in a handy format, very easy to work with.
Okay, nice. What is your business model, the GIS WebTech business model? How do you engage with your client? And I'm assuming that your textbook target market, your textbook client is an EDO, Economic Development Organization?
Correct. That's our target market. That's the market we have chosen to focus on. That's really where our expertise is. So we go to conferences like this. We'll do the 23, 24 conferences this year. I personally will have been at 16 or 17 by the end of the year. A lot of travel.
Well, you do more than we do, Ron. I feel bad for you.
Well, no, it comes with the territory. Yeah. But conferences are good for us because the technology is visual. You have to see it. We can talk all day long, but if you don't see it on a screen, you're not going to really understand it. So conferences enable us to get the technology on a screen in front of economic developers, meet many of them in a single setting. So conferences are a great channel for us to meet EDOs. Our business has really taken off across the U.S. and Canada in the last 5 years. We've grown from 5 customers when we launched our first app in 2017 to about 208 today, and got our first European client this year as well. So the technology, because it's the latest, it incorporates advanced development tools that make it simple and easy to use. And it's also very affordable. And we actually, since this is a rural conference, I should mention this, we have a version specifically developed for rural economic development.
Wow. Nice. Let's talk about the big picture. You know, our little podcast platform here, it's all about small business. I'm in the business of small business. How important is data today? I mean, you know, I ask that question quite a bit when we have conversations with folks like yourself in the technology and data area. But it is so important for small business owners to really understand that data is what drives, you know, good decision-making. Is that fair?
Absolutely. And what's changing is data availability and the simplicity of the tools that support the data or house the data are enabling small businesses to use it in ways that used to be only available to big businesses.
Wow.
So big companies, you know, Fortune 500 companies, they've used data to make decisions forever. What's changing now is that the tools are simplifying things and data costs are coming down. And so it's now possible for small businesses to take advantage of that and make really analytical and not just intuition-based decisions on things like business locations, where in the past that was just tough to do.
Right. So even to your point, even a small business could look at a growth expansion strategies by looking at some of these rural communities where there may be opportunities.
No doubt. And in fact, technologies like ours are so easy to use. Many of our clients, the economic developers, train their local the local business community on how to use our technology for their own research to help them grow locally as well as expanding into other areas. So the technology is specifically designed with ease of use in mind. As I mentioned earlier, it's designed for people who've never seen it before, and it fits really well with the needs of small businesses as they become more analytical in their own decision making.
You know, I spoke to we had Terry Burrows on, who is the chairman of
Yeah, I know Terry.
Yep. And you know, what I saw as we talk about rural communities and you know, we talk about economic development in those rural communities, attracting a distribution center, attracting a manufacturing facility. Along with that could be entrepreneurial and small business opportunities for these small business owners to follow some of that growth into rural communities. In your space, do you see that as what could come out of all of this growth in these rural communities?
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing some of that. And we're seeing it in two ways. First, as larger organizations site facilities in rural communities, that is going to bring suppliers and it's going to bring secondary impacts as the economic impact of those dollars flows through the local economy. So everything like restaurants, childcare, all these things will spring up as demand comes into existence for them. But the second way we're seeing this is that some companies actually have a followership model. In other words, they don't go first. They actually follow other companies.
Right.
So
that's kind of maybe that's a bellwether for them. Do they see that as, okay, the timing's right for us because we see this development?
Yes, exactly. And so what we're seeing is, this is not well known, but we're seeing some companies actually look for flagship locations of other businesses in a community. And when they see that, that's their mark that the community has reached a stage of development that makes sense for them. Wow. They're not going to talk about this publicly because it's typically a proprietary approach. And it's kind of interesting the way they do it. But some of them use other businesses, even outside their own industry, that when they see that business making a location decision, they immediately start to consider that community as well.
Wow. It is Ron Bertese, who is the co-founder and CEO of GIS Web Tech. Ron, how does a business or an EDO find you and get acquainted with your technology and sounds like some interesting data that could be used to make business decisions?
Yeah, there's a couple ways. First, you know, of course, our website is our front door or front window, I should probably say. That's the case with most businesses. It's certainly true with us. We do many of these types of conferences around the country, across Canada as well. I've gotten to know many, many people in the economic development market through that approach. And then lastly, we're pretty regular participants in online forums. So we host webinars. We do so through associations like the Southern Economic Development Council. We'll typically be at state organizational conferences like the FEDC conference here in Florida as well.
Nice. Okay. Ron, we appreciate your time. Thank you for your support of the Freed Up Summit here in Orlando. Thank you for your support of economic development, not only for rural communities, but all of Florida. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. This is Small Biz Florida. I am Tom Kindred, your host. It's all coming to you from the 6th Annual Florida Rural Economic Development Association Summit. It's all taking place here in beautiful Orlando. Stay tuned. More to come. This is Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.